Speaking of getting sued,
should Shannon Sharp be sued?
For what?
Hey, okay, let's back up. We all know he not. Oh, well, let's clarify what we're talking about first. So Shannon Sharp was at the Lakers and Memphis Grizzlies game. Got into a little argument with Dylan Brooks, who's known to be a little, who's known to, you know, talk. But if he was a regular civilian,
he'd be kicked out and wouldn't let back in.
Okay. Yeah. But do you think that person would have been sued by somebody if he was a regular civilian?
Because he didn't touch nobody. He didn't do anything to be sued. They probably would have just kicked him out the game, and depending on like how long he's been there, if he's a season ticket holder and been holding tickets forever,
right?
They may not ban him forever. They may just tell him he can't come back for a couple weeks, a couple months, whatever. They might not even tell him he can't come back at all. Just tell him, you know, hey, you got to leave for the game. Sometime right. If you're not one of those people who got big money and actually spending a lot of money being season ticket holders on the floor, yeah, they just ban you for the rest of the time. You can't never come back, which I always thought was crazy, but hey, man, it is what it is. But yeah, nah, if it was anybody else, he definitely would have been kicked out. He wouldn't have been able to stay.
Do you think he was in the wrong, or do you think he did anything wrong?
Yes and no. I think he was in the wrong by having interactions with the players. I don't think he should have been
like
doing
talking
that.
Or like what?
Right. Like, you're not part of the game, brother. And you pay to come watch the game. Sit down, shut up, and watch the game. Right. You shouldn't be having a back and forth with another player. Now, to say he wasn't wrong, I don't think he was wrong, because based off what he has said, he didn't necessarily initiate the altercation. Mm-hmm. He was more so having a back and forth with, like you say, with Dylan Brooks, and supposedly Dylan Brooks said something to him, and he told Dylan Brooks he wouldn't do that to LeBron, or he couldn't do that to LeBron. Everybody knows Shannon Sharp, a big LeBron guy.
Big LeBron fan, yeah.
Supposedly, Dylan Brooks said "F you," and he said "F you" back to him.
So, like, what you know what I'm saying? For my, like, okay, let's say Dylan Brooks said that. What was he expecting Shannon to say back?
I don't know. I guess he thought Shannon was going to be scared of him or something. Or just
like, big as Shannon is?
Well, you know, you got a lot of them guys who think because they tall that people be just scared of them because they tall.
But, you know, what Shannon, if I had to guess, 6'3"?
6'2", 6'3".
About 250?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you going to be like?
But then, too, you looking at Dylan Brooks, who probably about 6'7", 6'8", about 230, 240.
Yeah, but he ain't solid like Shannon.
That is true. That is so true. But you also looking at it, mostly basketball players ain't, I want to say probably good 90 to 95% of guys don't want no problem. They ain't finna fight nobody. They want to act like they don't fight.
Jalen Rose told you that.
Yeah. I mean, I've been there before Jalen Rose. Said that, but, man, the 70s and 80s over, they ain't fighting no more. These boys ain't fighting. Man. those Knicks and Pistons team and Celtics team, they gone. They're not fighting. But supposedly, that's what happened. He said it back. And then Dylan Brooks started acting like he was walking toward him. And Shannon asked him, so what you want to do? And that's what led to Stephen Adams coming over there and everybody talking about, oh, Shannon was scared of Stephen Adams and all this and that. Like, bro, ain't nobody ever seen Stephen Adams here. Nobody. He just a like, big, tall, thick,
hey,
white boy.
Somebody tell Aquaman sit down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, supposedly, you know what I'm saying, he walked over.
I'm reading, and it's supposedly, I'm trying to figure out how Ja Morant's daddy got in it. But apparently,
Ja got into it.
They said Ja Morant also told Sharp, sit your ass down. So, yeah. Why, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so why did he feel the need to say something?
He went over there. I mean, I like Ja Morant. I would say I'm a lightweight Ja Morant fan. I am.
Before, let me cut you out real quick. Before you go about Ja Morant, I don't know Ja Morant. I'm not finna say it. I like I know Ja Morant. But he be talking pretty reckless. Like
and that's where I was going. That's where I was going. I was going to say, man, I'm a lightweight Ja Morant fan. I like Ja. But Ja, he come across like he want to be a thug too bad, bro. Like, bro, you made it, bro. Sit down somewhere. You on some Carmelo Anthony shit when he first joined the league. Like, bro, that's not you, bro. You not on the block, bro.
Where's Baltimore?
If you really just want to be tough and street, go out there.
Go be that, yeah.
Go be that, bro. Stop. Bro, you making $100-some million. Bro, you not tough. You not. Stop it. Not to say you can't be tough because you making that money, but, bro, you not finna risk that money.
Yeah, I ain't risking it.
You ain't risking that money because the first time you hit somebody, oh, they going to sue the black off your ass. They going to sue the color out your dreads. Yeah, I know I would. And on top of me suing them, me, I'm dirty. I'll fuck around and mess up your career.
Where is he from?
I want to say South Carolina.
Is he?
I think that's where he's from. I think he's from Carolina. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Dalzell, South Carolina.
Yeah, ain't nobody even heard of that, man. Get out of here.
Ain't nobody heard of that,
but nah, bro. He need to sit down somewhere, man.
Because I would say... I mean, I'm not talking about his father. But
he don't help.
That's what I was getting
he
to.
He don't help.
He needs to sit down too.
He definitely sit down because he's easily more accessible than Giant. Somebody gonna touch you. You might want to stop, brother. You ain't tough either.
I don't know that, man, so I'm not going to
speak. I don't know him either. I ain't never seen, but I will say I do know that he's not a professional athlete. That I do know. A professional athlete is way more protected than a non-professional athlete. You know what I'm saying? He's asset. You a liability. You might want to sit down, T, because John, when that whole thing went down, I looked at it like this. John's going to go to the locker room. He's going to get dressed. He's going to get on a private plane. He gone. Still got to walk through the doors, T. You still gotta walk outside. You can get your head knocked off walking through those doors.
Hello. They was in L.A. or were they in Memphis?
They was in L.A., right?
Oh, yeah. You had to walk through the doors.
Yeah, you gotta walk through the doors, Chief.
If they was in Memphis, I could see a little bit.
Yeah, you might go through the underground tunnel, get through all that. Yeah, you can do all that. L.A., you ain't doing all that, Chief. You gotta go outside, and they gonna be out there waiting for you. I'm pretty sure you probably... His son probably got security for him. Well, he probably got a whole bunch of people going around with him, but...
I'm sure. He got an entourage. That's
all
that
means, all y'all gonna get killed. That's all it means. You just made somebody else a victim for no reason. It happens, bro. Like, a lot of people don't think about that. Like, when they do stupid stuff, they don't realize that they put everybody else in jeopardy, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess you could say that. You could say that with the Aqib Talib thing.
Funny enough, I was just talking about that. This past Saturday? Because you know I used to coach. I actually ran.
Has that been a year yet?
Yeah, it's been a little over more than that. It's been about a year and a half, almost 2 years probably.
Did they do anything with him yet?
Last thing I know, his brother was still in jail. Aqib should be locked up too, in my opinion. I actually was having a conversation with one of the guys who sit on the regional board of the Little League organization here, and he was like, he was there, and he's like, Aqib actually is the one who started it. He started it. He was more so like they were having an argument, whatever. The guy who ended up getting killed reached down to get his football. Aqib kicked it from him. Being stupid, he kicked it. And so, of course, being any grown man, said something to him. Yeah. So, after he said something to him, a key swung on him, and that's how everything broke off. Suppose that's what the older gentleman told me.
I got you. I'm just trying to figure out where the gun coming. Like that's
his brother had the gun. His brother.
I know that. I'm saying like
there was no point.
That's what I'm saying. Like it, every fight ain't gotta escalate to a gun. Well,
and even in that particular thing, the dude was by himself. It was like six of them jumping on dude. Dude was already on the ground. They had already knocked him down. They was pretty much stomping him at that point when his brother pulled the gun out and walked up on him and shot him. He shot him while he's on the ground.
So it was like really pointless.
That's what I'm saying. It was super pointless. That was an intentional murder right there. You intended to kill that man for no reason. Because he was already in the grave. It wasn't no self-defense. You wasn't trying to protect nobody. The man was on the ground, and it was about 5 or 6 of y'all jumping on this man. There was no need to do that.
Over a little league football game and a kicked football. Just crazy, bro.
But the crazy thing is, like, Aqib Talib is known. Him and his brother are known for having issues. Like, supposedly, it's been a minute, and I talked about it a while back. I want to say a couple weeks before that incident happened, his brother had got into it at another game where they actually had to kick them out the game for being unruly. And he was already out. I think he was either on parole or out on bond for something else that had already happened that he had already been arrested for. I don't know if it had anything to do with Little League football or whatever, but he has a pattern of being out of control.
I've been in a couple of stabbings. I don't know his brother, but I mean, hell, I don't know Aqib Talib, but I've been in a couple of establishments with them.
Yeah.
Pretty wild boy.
I don't think
Pretty
I wild have. Boy. I don't think I have.
Well, shit, if you have, you would know.
You said I would know? Well, I probably have, because I don't really, you know what I'm saying, I don't really hang out like that no more. I want to. I need to start back hanging out.
Like, he was still playing and stuff. Like, yeah. This was going on.
But I already knew he was a hothead anyway, the way all this stuff progressed with him and Crabtree.
Crabtree. Yeah.
That was just dumb, bro. That was just pointless.
Man, it's